locker. I'd fail. I'd fail.
I wouldn't remember. I'd have to do the Fonzie thing and try to whack it to get it open.
Yeah, we'd be stuck in the gym locker whacking each other in the behind with the towels. We'd be like, enjoy the pearly gates, everybody. We'll be right here wrestling.
Yeah, exactly, for a few hours. You know, but, you know, I have a question because I kind of had a rough day today at work.
And, sure.
You know, I'm not one of these people that puts it out on Facebook. I'd say I'd rather get some advice. You know, it's just, you know, just a long, long, you know, short week. You know, short weeks are always long is what I always say. So whenever you have a holiday, you know, then they try to cram 4 days of work
yep.
in five. But how come people only work Mondays and Fridays? Those are the only days that everything's hot. But, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, when these people could call you to escalate, they never do.
That's true. Why do they call you on Mondays and Fridays?
Mondays because they want to get things expedited.
Right.
And Fridays they want it off their plate.
Right.
I understand that. But how do you make these people work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
How do you make them work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or call Tuesday, yeah, Wednesday, Thursday?
It all on Mondays and Fridays.
So you have people answering calls on Mondays and Fridays, but they're not doing any work on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays?
People, you know, customers escalating to you, for example. You know, everything's always hot mm-hmm. that reaches you on a Monday. A Monday, it's always hot, and then on Fridays, it's always hot.
Here's my idea.
Hot on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Here's my idea. Just close Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from now on, and just have extended hours on Monday and Friday. Extend them by 2 hours and still get paid for the 40-hour week. It's my idea.
So, you know, so just do the work, you know, from the escalations on Monday the rest of the week, but, you know, just shut yourself off.
Yeah, just close down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You remember those long... We worked together years ago. We remember those 12 to 14-hour days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's bring them back. Let's bring those back, those 12 to 14-hour days, and then have, you know, a midday off, a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off. We might as well.
Yes, I think everybody, you know, maybe instead of the four-day work week, just have the Monday and Friday work week. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, we can move it right down to a two-day work week, and then eventually we'll be at one-day work week by the time we're ready to retire, you know?
I like it.
Nobody will be working anymore.
I'm ready now, but, you know, I don't have the money to retire.
Yeah, me neither. You know, sandwich is $29.
Exactly. You know, and now you got the snowstorm coming. So, you know, the only people that really have to work is the Papa Gino's delivery drivers, you know?
It's true. We should have gone into sports, sports casting and weather casting. We both would have been good at either one. You know?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I mean, I look at it, I feel for the people, you know, tomorrow, you know, or on Sunday that have to work on Sunday. And then you got, you know, the people that don't care, you know, I'm going to order Uber Eats because I got to eat on Sunday and some driver will risk their lives to deliver somebody a snack.
It's true. Yeah.
You know,
I've been risking my life for people's snacks for years. You know, I was delivering pies for a while and, you know,
deliver pies. I mean, do you have any good, you know, slippery stories in the snow?
Oh, I had almost a tree fall on me. That was, matter of fact, when we had like a microburst, like there were trees falling left and right, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing out here? And I'm like, why are people ordering pizzas?
Were you thinking about getting the pizza to the place or your own safety at that point?
Oh, at one point, I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? I'm just going to take the freaking pizza and throw it on that lawn and get out of here. You know, some guy gives me change. He gives me like $3 and quarters. I'm like, keep them. Keep them. It's like my life is worth more than that. It's like, this one's on you, buddy. You gotta pay it back some way. You're gonna have to be delivering a pizza to somebody in a hurricane next year.
No. Yeah. No. That's very true. Very true. Well, I think you gave me some good solid advice today. I think the advice you gotta give people that's kind of kindly is to snow shoveling. And, you know, how to drive in the snow. I mean, you go to, one of the, best skills to learn is to drive in the snow, but you got to do it at a Market Basket parking lot.
That's right. You got to do some donuts like we used to do in the 70s and 80s. We learned how to drive by driving the snow by doing donuts in the Marken Basket parking lot. Yeah, and always bend with the knees, you know, or get yourself a snowblower. That's my advice if you haven't gotten yourself a snowblower yet, or get yourself one of those electric shovels. I don't think those things even work. I haven't seen one of those electric shovels ever work. Have you?
No. Yeah. And scraping, do you have any, tips, for scraping?
Scraping, yeah. You got to make sure you have at least... See, I have at least 7 scrapers, and I only use, like, 1. But I still have, like, 7 scrapers because...
There's always that extra long pole, that can get the snow off the roof that breaks, but you still have it in your car.
That's one of the best.
Of an emergency.
You actually have, like, your mom or your grandmom or somebody that loves you actually buy you one of the scrapers that actually works. It's got a long pole, and it does the brush and everything. And then you have the a-hole ones that you got from your company, and they gave you one for like Christmas Eve. They're like, here, use this. Make sure you scrape off your windshield so you can get to work tomorrow. It's like, enjoy your 8 hours off.
That's very true. And then the most important question is, wipers up or wipers down before the snow?
You know, I always forget them, but it's best to put them up. You got to put them up.
You put them up. I leave them down. I think putting them up is kind of a millennial type of thing.
It helps because what will happen is the actual blade will stick, and then you'll have to buy new ones. They'll just break a lot easier. You'll have to buy some new ones before the winter's over. You know, we can't be spending money on windshield wipers at this point in life. You know, we got to save all our money for $29 sandwiches.
That's true. That is very true. Well, I think you gave pertinent information. Obviously, I want you to stay safe from the storm. Hopefully, all is well. At the university tonight there in Medford.
Yep. Everything's doing pretty good here. It's quiet. It's a next to silent night here in 2024 here. But how about in 2014 or 2014, 2004, 1994? What were you doing 10, 20, 30 years ago? Any thoughts or stories on those years?
1994, I don't know. Maybe I was drinking because I was 24. So,
right, sure. Yeah,
probably drinking, you know. But, that was, one of those things. I can't remember, what I had for lunch yesterday lately. So,
yeah.
But I remember, odd facts.
Sure, sure. Do you think the music is better or worse as we get older? Is it getting worse?
Getting worse, yeah. Getting worse. I mean, people bash Taylor Swift and stuff like that. I saw Taylor Swift twice.
Yeah.
I think she's a great entertainer, great for the kids. But, like I said, it's the kids' music. I think I've always liked classic rock better. And, it seems like, classic rock is going the way of country now. Yeah, you're seeing a lot of country channels out, whenever you change the station.
It's true.
People like country. I mean, to each his own, But I've always liked, classic rock and stuff because you understand the lyrics. It's got a hook and, just things about those songs. I mean, nowadays you have lyrics, that you can look up online. Back then, you would just sing it wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
It was like, I've been saying it this way my whole life, and, it was the wrong song, but you never knew that, because there wasn't any lyrics. The only lyrics you had was to take cassette thing, you'd step on it, and then throw it away.
Yeah. I was watching the New Year's Eve, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like everybody's just, like, shaking their ass. It's like... At one point, there was a Planet Fitness commercial for like 40 minutes. I'm like, what is going on here? It's like 40 minutes of a Planet Fitness commercial where they were just kind of shaking their ass around. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, but LL Cool J was on. He was great. And I saw Leonard Skinner.
New Year's Eve. I mean, you're either going to get good entertainment or a bad entertainment. But, the thing about everything now, it's hard, with music. Like, you look up, a band like the Guess Who or the, Kingston Trio or... whatever band, and, it might not, the original singer could be dead like 30 years, but they're still using that name, to sing off of, that song. It, do you care, who the the lead singer is, if the lead singer is gone, typically you're not going to hear the same concert, so you might as well go see one of these, impressionist bands for a lot cheaper.
Yeah, because Journey and Def Leppard are coming, but Steve Perry, he hasn't been in Journey for over 20 years, but people are still going to see him.
They don't even show the Journey guy, as the lead singer. Like, they kind of keep him in the dark, somebody told me.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, John Anderson from Yes, he left, and then, there's been another guy there with Yes for years and years. But, people enjoy the music, so they'll still go out and see him, And same thing, in NXS, when Michael Hutchinson passed away there, they ended up doing that show in order to get the new singer. And they did a bunch of shows with him for a little while. But yeah, it's a little weird as you get older, Rock and roll was never meant to last forever. Even the Stones, I remember them doing an interview when they're 10, 15 years out, and they're like, "Can you believe you've been doing this for 15 years?" And like, "Yeah, we never thought we were going to do it for 15 years." And now you got bands that have actually done rock and roll for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, It's insane.
Yeah, and it's crazy now, because now they're all starting to die. And, you're like, wow, I remember him, or I remember that. And, it's crazy, time moves on. And, how so many of these bands, kept it going for a while. I mean, Gordon Lightfoot was, 80? And he was still doing concerts.
Yeah. I got to see him last round. He was great. And
He said he saw you.
Yeah, he did. He mentioned, he's like, "Yeah, I saw Chris Earle out there."
He goes, "That's Chris Earle from WMFO." He always,
he's in row double B. Yeah. Way in the back there eating popcorn. Yeah. It's funny when you get older too, it's like I'm sitting there eating popcorn at a concert now. No more beers. I'm eating popcorn like an old man.
Well, yeah, and the balcony seems like a challenge now, because you're like, "Do I really want to climb stairs?"
Yeah.
Some of these places are old.
Yeah, I get to the point, I don't even want to go. I don't want to climb the stairs. I just want to go home and watch some TV on my couch.
You're going to stand the whole time, And do you want to stand the whole time? You're going to be thinking of that, too,
Yeah, my advice is bring a chair. Bring your bring a chair.
Bring your own chair.
Jeez, I went to a concert. Matter of fact, what was it? It was Culture Club last September or whatever it was. And we brought an umbrella, and they wouldn't let us bring the umbrellas in. I'm like, "You guys suck." I'm like, "It's an umbrella, It's like, what do you think I'm going to do? Attack Boy George with it?" It's like, come on.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. No, everything's about, the venue itself. I mean, they got all these nice little small venues, everywhere, which is nice. It creates, intimate, areas. But, it's something like, do you want to see, somebody, the worst part about singing is, if I'm going to invest money into a concert, I'm going to look you up on YouTube first to see if you're actually singing your songs and not saying, "Who's with me?" And then, point to the audience, and the audience sings the whole song.
Right. Yeah,
I
want
to hear the audience.
Yeah. I mean, I know, Taylor Swift's huge and everybody's going to see her, but it's like, super expensive, a lot of money. And it's like, it's like, I know she's the biggest thing right now, but it's really odd to see there's only that, and then there's a whole bunch of people out there just shaking their ass, and that's it,
I think we're in the wrong business.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if somebody would pay to see me shake my ass, I'd get out there.
As I was saying, I'd get out there. Yeah. Why not? I'd feel a little bit ashamed, but then I'd get through it, right?
Where do you start a gig like that? In Salisbury?
Oh, yeah. Probably go up there to the Tens Lounge and just be like, It's like, "Hey, remember me? I used to do stand-up across at the bar." I'm like, "Now I want to shake my ass for you." It's like, wasn't paying off. Like, I can get just as much money or more doing this.
See, this is good advice. I mean, believe it or not, I was coming downstairs. I was really, really aggravated. I got a smile on my face now, so you obviously did the trick.
That's good. That's what I like to do, Jim.
I was mad, and like I said, it's just one of those things that one bad interaction with a customer can set you off, and sometimes it's like,
That's
right. You know what? Hey, we all need jobs. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, we all need jobs. Unfortunately, we got to pay for what we have, and yeah, that never goes away. It's like we got to, but you gotta also live life, and you gotta enjoy yourself. And there's plenty of times, you know, I'm like, geez, I didn't really enjoy myself much this year. It's like I gotta enjoy myself a little more before it's all over. I think
I like it. 2024 is going to be the year that you enjoy yourself more. Well, that you know, that sounds like a plan.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, thanks for calling on in, Jim. I'm going to give you.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Like I said, I feel better. I'm only going to work 2 days next week.
That's right. Work the Monday and the Friday, and now officially
Friday
closed.
The rest
on Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Thursday. And Wednesday and Tuesday were closed.
You don't even know what day it is. I don't even know how you do it. I'm pushing all the right buttons, answering the phone.
I know.
You know, but you're doing a great job.
I do it all.
You know,
I appreciate it.
The show.
All right, it's Outkast with Hey Ya. It's 20 years old. That's what I'm playing next for you here.
Well, you know what? It was funny because I used to sing that to my daughter, Kayla. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll hear the word Kayla.
There you go.
Kayla.
Here it comes. Yeah. It is Outkast. Hey,
so
thanks
you
again.
Enjoy. You sing it to the words, Kayla, because that's the real words.
We'll get it on. You ready? Here we go.
All right, my friend.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
is Hey Ya from 2004. That's 20 years old, everybody. 20 years old. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yep. Thanks to Jim for calling on in. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. We are taking calls. We are playing tunes. We're talking a little bit about the weather. The weather changed now, everybody. It's going to be beautiful out. It's going to be nice. It's going to be surfing weather. That's the latest. Unless you're in Chelsea, then you're going to get 12 inches of snow. And you're going to be cold. That's my prediction. Yeah, be a weathercaster. What a great job, you know? That David Wade, he got it right. You know, he was from Tewksbury, I think. As far as I know, I think he was from Tewksbury. He's like a year or two behind me. And he's got like all the charisma of a potato, but he's good. He's good. He made it. He did it. He's out there. He's broadcasting. He's doing the weather. Well, he's not doing the weather. He's doing the news. I don't know what he's doing. Who cares what he's doing? I'm doing this. Anyway, 2004 is what we were talking about. Might as well play something that I can't normally play, since I usually have a 1 hour show. But since I'm here for 3 hours all through the month of January, I might as well play some longer songs. This one's from 2004. I play this every so often. It's a great tune. It's Green Day, Jesus of Suburbia.
I'm the son of Rachel Love, the Jesus of Suburbia, the Bible Love. Sitting on my crucifix, I live in a room on my private wall, walk the moms and brides away. To follow love and follow dad, to uncle all his cigarettes and Mary Jane, to keep me insane, to which someone else is cocaine. And there's nothing wrong with me, this is how I'm supposed to be. Make believe, but don't believe
tales from another broken.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you till 8 p.m. That was, of course, Green Day. Of course, Green Day with Jesus of Suburbia. Great, great tune. Just that whole album, American Idiot's great. So that album's 20 years old. They were playing on New Year's Eve. They did a great job. LL Cool J did a great job. And then there were the people shaking their ass doing a Planet Fitness commercial. I don't even remember who it was, but I don't know. I should probably do a PSA because I don't feel like playing one. Mental health, friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. I don't know. You feeling a little effed up? Feeling a little effed up? Go there. What a difference. High school dropouts. Every student's a graduate. I don't want to read that one. What does it say? For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org. to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Oh, U.S. Army. Anyway, it's a PSA. It's about being helpful. It's about, you don't want people to be dummies, you know? It's like, go to school. All you got to do is time, man. It's just like work. You know? Everybody graduates if you stick it out. You know, maybe you're going to shoot out a kid or something, take a little time off, but then you can go back and you can get your diploma. I don't know. How many degrees do you need? You know, at one point you just kind of, it's like, it's just, you're just masturbating, you know, it's kind of a crude way to put it, but I mean, how many degrees do you need? How many things do you need on the wall to tell you how smart or important you are? You know, just relax, take it easy. Take it easy. That's my advice, everybody. Take it easy. It's my advice for 2024. Take it easy. We don't need to hear from you all the time. We don't need the same person to raise their hand all the time. All right? We don't need the same people to always direct what we're doing. You always have all these directors. There's like, you know, even the job I'm at, I've got like 20 directors where I am. I'm like, does anybody actually work? I'm like, yeah, it's a great, it's surely a great little think tank. But does anybody do any work here? Like, what is going on? Anyway, it's 2024, everybody. I can't believe it, you know? And when I say that, I'm like, I don't mean it. Because I can believe it. Because I've been here a long time. And you get to the point, you're like, yeah, can you believe it? Can you believe it's Christmas? Yeah, I can. It happens once every 365 days, sure. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen every day. But it's Christmas. I get it. Can you believe it's New Year's? Yeah, I can, because it's January 1st. It says it on the calendar. I go by the Gregorian calendar, as we all do. You know, can you believe it? Are you delusional? Are you living a lie? It's Chris's Helpful Tips. It's kind of time travel, really. It's really time travel today, because I'm playing songs from 2014, 2004, and... I never even called it 2004. I used to call it 2004 all the time. I don't know why I call it 2004 now. It's like 2004, like all of a sudden, like 10-4, good buddy. 2004, good buddy. Yeah, 2004, you had the Green Day, you had the moron Maroon 5. You know, it was a couple of years after 9-11, so we were hurting. We were all hurting. And it's never been the same since 2001. It was a rough one. And America's never been the same. The world's never been the same. People have never been the same. And now we have people that are in their 20s, and they've never known a world without 9/11. But anyway, Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. I'm going to keep on keeping on here. I got all kinds of other music that I decided to put on the playlist that I'd like to play here for you. But before I do, I will do two from 1994, maybe three. But let's go back 30 years. So these songs are now 30 years old. The first one is Hadaway, and the next one is Aerosmith.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. We'll be right back.
It's like that, your engine don't quit. 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 Like Frankenstein, no Count Dracula. I grab the mic and then I f*** it up. I never settle for less, that's a fact. I'm letting you know we not the whack whack. Been nice all day, come on, I'ma keep going. Bound to make money off the shit that I'm growing. Like that, your engine don't quit. Quit keeping on your rock, the show shit. I put the pen to the paper and I went off. I'm dropping knowledge and wisdom like I'm that head dwarf. Step into the function cause I'm representing lyrics on the brain and that's it for men. I try to grow and learn, but give it the go. Free up my mind, let loose with the lyric flow. Trying to get right, get back, get back, right. Try to stay positive and feeling alright.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We are in 1994, going back 30 years. Here's Aerosmith.
I took a course in hallelujah. I went to night school for the blues. Well, I took some stuff that said would cool ya. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail. Until I met a blind man who taught me how to see. Change night into day.
It's a great one that was also considered an A-side to the Crazy single from Aerosmith. Whole bunch of great hits on that Get a Grip album from 1994. 94, I had just gotten out of UMass and I was just going into the real world and working hard and, you know, doing the 40 to 70 hours a week. And I remember those were pretty good times, listening to Aerosmith out on Wednesday nights playing darts at the Pub Pacific in Tewksbury, Mass. With some friends on Wednesday nights. We took Wednesday nights to play darts and order, you know, Chinese food and have a good time. And those are some pleasant memories from those early days of actually having to work. So here I am 30 years later, still working, still working, everybody. Back in the old days with the, you know, we could put it on the baby boomers or whatever, but they would work, you know, 20 years and they were all done. Can't do it anymore, everybody. It's like, you got to keep working. You got to keep surviving. And sometimes you'll have a good job. Sometimes you'll have a bad job. I've known some people that just wanted into jobs and they've done really well for themselves and they've never left. And then other people have got a new job every 6 months to a year. And then other people come in and out of work, and myself included. You know, I'm a Renaissance man, jack of all trades. But one of my favorite things to do, of course, is be here with you on WMFO in Medford, Mass. And I'm going to continue on into 2024 with either Chris's Helpful Tips or some kind of new show. Pretty much today we're doing a time travel show. I'm going back every 10 years, but that's over for now. We had a call from Jim Collins as well. Thanks to Jim for calling in. 855-915-WMFO if anybody has something to say or wants to put in a request. You can also go on to WMFO.org, and there is a texting. You can text messages down there. You can text requests down there if you want. If you want to listen to past shows, go to WMFO.org, and you can look at past shows on the archives there as well. So I'm going to play for you a little George Michael. I love George Michael. I saw there was a, I think it was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert, and I just happened to wander in when a few people were doing George Michael. I think it was Carrie Underwood and Adam Levine, actually, from Moron 5, from Maroon 5. They covered a couple of George Michael songs. So this one I like to play every year around New Year's time. I didn't play it last week, and I just remembered I hadn't played it. But this is one of my favorites and probably my favorite from George Michael. It's Praying for Time. Happy 2024. I hope it stays as well as can be expected. And it's going to have its ups and downs, but we're all alive and we're still going here on Spaceship Earth. Here's George Michael. Chris's Helpful Tips. Stay with you till late. Quite a beautiful song, I think. It's George Michael with Praying for Time from Listen Without Prejudice from 1990, the album. It basically says healing takes time. It's the only balm for physical, emotional hunger, poverty, hypocrisy, hatred, anguish, torment. Sometimes time is all we got in order to heal you. And we're still here. Anybody that's listening to this, we're still here. So time marches on. And if you're ever feeling down, you can get out of it. Just letting you know. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. And I'm going to play a little, I'm going to play some Stones. I love this song. And this is a later song from the Stones in their catalogs from the Big Bang, I believe 2005, maybe 2010 or 15, I don't even remember. But it's not the 1966 Stones, but still good. Streets of Love, and then I'm going to get back to my playlist with what I had for you, and I got some Tom Jones coming up, and I got some other fun little helpful healing songs here for you for 2024, including a couple more songs for a wonderful little dog, or big dog, named Thunder. Who tragically had to be put to rest. And we missed that Thunder. He's a good boy.
You're awful bright, you're awful smart. I must admit, you broke my heart. The awful truth, it's really sad. I must admit, I was awful bad. While lovers laugh and music plays, I stumble by and I hide my pain. The lamps are lit, the moon is gone. I think I cross the Rubicon. Is from passing cars. A couple watch me from a bar. A band just played the wedding march in the corner store. Men's broken hearts and a woman asks if for a dance. Oh, it's free of charge, just one more chance. Oh, ha, 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 walk the streets of love and they're full of tears. And ha, 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 walk the streets of love for 1,000 years. Oh, tell me now, you had the cards. I must admit, you were awful smart. The awful truth is awful sad. I must admit, I was awful.